Kurzweil 1000 version 12 quick reference. Copyright information and notices. Point Kurzweil 1000 trademark version 12 reference guide. Point. Copyright 2009 by Kurzweil Educational Systems, Incorporated, a Cambium Learning Technologies company. All rights reserved. Kurzweil Educational Systems is a registered trademark of, and Kurzweil 1000, Kurzweil 3000, Kurzweil 3000 Learn Station, License to Go, and TC Virtual Printer are trademarks of Kurzweil Educational Systems, Incorporated. Point Microsoft, Windows, Windows 2003, Windows Server 2008, Windows Vista, Windows XP and Windows 7 are trademarks or registered trademarks of Microsoft Corporation in the United States and or other countries. Fine Reader and Fine Engine are trademarks of a MyUSA Software House, Incorporated. Voice Text is copyright 2002 and 2003 MyNeo Speech Software, Incorporated. All other product or brand names are trademarks or registered trademarks of their respective holders. Point Component Acknowledgements. Point The American Heritage Registered Dictionary of the English Language, 4th edition. Copyright 2000 by Houghton Mifflin Company. Published by the Houghton Mifflin Company. No part of this database may be reproduced or otherwise used without prior written permission from the publisher, unless such use is expressly permitted by applicable law. Point Words are included in this dictionary on the basis of their usage. Words that are known to have current trademark registration are shown with an initial capital and are also identified as trademarks. No investigation has been made of common law trademark rights in any word. The inclusion of any word in this dictionary is not, however, an expression of the publisher's opinion as to whether or not it is subject to proprietary rights, nor is it to be regarded as affecting the validity of any trademark. American Heritage Registered is a registered trademark of Forbes Incorporated. Its use is pursuant to a license agreement with Forbes Incorporated. Point Roget quote S. Second, the new thesaurus, 3rd edition by the editors of the American Heritage Registered Dictionaries. Copyright 1995 by Houghton Mifflin Company. Published by Houghton Mifflin Company. No part of this database may be reproduced or otherwise used without prior written permission from the publisher, unless such use is expressly permitted by applicable law. Point No investigation has been made of common law trademark rights in any word. Words that are known to have current trademark registration are shown with an initial capital and are also identified as trademarks. The inclusion or exclusion of any word, or its capitalization in this dictionary is not, however, an expression of the publisher's opinion as to whether or not it is subject to proprietary rights, nor is it to be regarded as affecting the validity of any trademark. Point Concise Oxford English Dictionary 11th edition ISBN 0198608640 Copyright Oxford University Press 2004. Additional product components are licensed from Benetech Information Systems, Incorporated, Direct Time Stretch / Pitch Point Shift Technology Copyright Stephen Embrun C., Nuance Communications, Incorporated. Kurzweil Educational Systems, Incorporated. A Cambium Learning Technologies Company. 100 Crosby Drive. Bedford, Massachusetts 01730. Area code 781-276-0600. Point. Table of contents, shortcuts for basic Kurzweil 1000 functions 2. Point. Starting and shutting down Kurzweil 1000 2. Point. Turning off the computer 2. Point. System messages and help 2. Point. What time or date is it? 2. Point. Basic scanning 3. Point. Basic reading 3. Point. Recognizing and reading currency 3. Point. Working with forms 4. Point. Playing audio files 4. Point. Shortcuts for dialog boxes 6. Point. General dialog box navigation 6. Tribune navigation 6. Point shortcuts for reading 7. Point reading contextual text 7. Point reading selected text 7. Point moving in and reading text 8. Point reading by alternate unit 9. Point reading tables 9. Point finding tables 11. Point document overview shortcuts 12. Point shortcuts for document navigation 13. Point page navigation 13. Point cursor navigation 13. Point bookmark navigation 13. Point link navigation 14. Point creating document navigation 14. Point going from open document to open document 14. Point 1. Shortcuts for reference tools and online searches 15. Point spelling 15. Point definition and synonym lookup 15. Point online searches 16. Point annotation shortcuts 17. Point shortcuts for editing 18. Point selecting text 18. Point editing text 18. Point finding and replacing text 19. Point proofreading 20. Point formatting text 21. Point file management shortcuts 22. Point opening and closing files 22. Point saving files 22. Printing files 23. Point creating files 23. Point deleting files 23. Point converting files 24. Point shortcuts for miscellaneous tools 25. Point function keys 25. Point Kurzweil 1000 menus 27. Point file menu 27. Point finding and opening a file 28. Point saving file to another folder or changing file name or format 29. Saving partial document or range of pages 29. Point launching applications 30. Point working with file utilities 30. Point creating a WAV, MP3 or DAISY file 31. Point monitoring the audio file creation process 31. Point adding WAV or MP3 files to iTunes or Windows Media Playlist 32. Point converting WAV or MP3 file to DAISY 2.02 32. Point sending files 32. Point finding recently opened files 32. Point edit menu 32. Point using regular expressions with find and replace 33. Point creating and editing tables 34. Point converting text to a table 34. Point converting a table to text 34. Point 2. Point Kurzweil 1000 Quick Reference, Table of Contents, Filling in a Form 35. Point Inserting a Signature File 36. Point Folder Menu 36. Point Scan Menu 37. Point Flipping Sides for Double-Sided Pages 37. Point Optimizing Scanner Settings 38. Point Interrupting and Saving Recognition 38. Point Optimizing Recognition Settings 38. Point Creating a Signature File 38. Point Read Menu 39. Point Navigation Menu 40. Point Settings Menu 40. Point Saving Partial Settings 41. Point Linking Documents and Settings 42. Point Tools Menu 42. Point Creating a New Corrections List 44. Point Editing a Corrections List 44. Point Applying Corrections to a Document 45. Point Obtaining Recognition Statistics 45. Point Exploring Layout 45. Point Using Rank Spelling 45. Point Writing Files to a CD 46. Point Online Menu 47. Point Window Menu 48. Point Help Menu 48. Point Kurzweil 1000 Settings Tabs. From the Settings Menu 50. Point The Voices Settings Tab 50. Point The Scanning Settings Tab 51. Point The Recognition Settings Tab 52. Point The Reading Settings Tab 52. Point The General Settings Tab 53. Point The Display Settings Tab 54. Point The Scanner Margins Settings Tab 54. Point The Configuration Settings Tab 55. Point The Verbosity Settings Tab 56. Point The Conversion Settings 56. 3. Point The Kurzweil 1000 Keepit Layers 57. Point Reading Kurzweil 1000 Keepit 57. Point Reading Kurzweil 1000 Keepit Shifted 58. Point Reading Screen Reader Keepit 58. Point Reading Screen Reader Keepit Shifted 59. Point File Management Keepit 59. Point File Management Keepit Shifted 60. Point Settings Keepit 60. Point Settings Keepit Shifted 61. Point Keepit Maps 62. Point Contacting Kurzweil 1074. Point Kurzweil 1000 Quick Reference, Kurzweil 1000 Quick Reference, all Kurzweil 1000 features and settings are accessible from the menu system. For most of the frequently used features, there are shortcut keys from the keyboard. In addition, many of the basic functions are accessible from keypad keys. This quick reference presents shortcut keys, menu mnemonics, and keyboard keys, as well as information about important features and settings. Point For detailed information about any function or feature, press Alt plus H, then O to open the manual from the Help menu. Note that this quick reference is also available from the Help menu by pressing Alt plus H, then Q. 1. Point. Section 1. Shortcuts for basic Kurzweil 1000 functions. Point. 1.1. Starting and shutting down Kurzweil 1000. Point Start Kurzweil 1000, Control plus Alt plus K. Point Shut down Kurzweil 1000 using the keyboard, Alt plus F, then Q. Point Shut down Kurzweil 1000 using keypad keys, cancel key twice, then the accept key. Point 1.2, turning off the computer. Point Power off the computer using keypad keys, cancel key three times, then the accept key. Point 1.3, system messages and help. Repeat the last system message, Shift plus F2. Help, F1. Help for a dialog box, F2. Open the manual, Alt plus H, then O. Open the quick reference, Alt plus H, then Q. Version information for Kurzweil 1000, Alt plus H, then A. Point 1.4, what time or date is it? Point Control plus T, press once for time. Press again for date. To copy and paste time and or date, use Control plus C and Control plus V. 2. Quick reference. Point 1.5, basic scanning. Start and stop scanning, F9. Scan repeatedly, Control plus F9. Point For additional scanning features, go to section 12.4 Scan menu. For scanning settings, go to section 13.2 Scanning settings. Point 1.6, basic reading. Start and stop reading, F5. Read slower, F11. Read faster, F12. Lower volume, Shift plus F11. Increase volume, Shift plus F12. Point For more reading shortcuts, go to section 3 Shortcuts for reading. For reading features from the menu, go to section 12.5 Read menu, and for reading settings, go to 13.4 Reading settings. Point 1.7, recognizing and reading currency. Point Note, recognizing currency requires a color scanner. Point Recognize and read currency, Shift plus F9, open the dialog. To select a country, press Alt plus R to go to the currency list. To scan again, press Point Alt plus S. 3. Point 1.8, working with forms. Point Scan a form, choose Scan as a form from the scan menu, Alt plus S plus M. Point Note, scanning a page as a form affects one page at a time. This is true even when using a document feeder, in which case, only place one page at a time in the feeder when scanning forms. Point Re-recognize a form, be sure you have the desired page open, then choose Re-recognize a form from the scan menu, Alt plus S plus E. Point Note, this function will not work if the document you have opened does not have an associated image. If you plan on reusing the form, remember to save a copy. Read a form, F5. Point Move in text, use arrow keys and other navigation functions found in the section entitled, Moving in and Reading Text. Point For details on filling out a form, go to section 12.2.4 Filling in a form. Point 1.9, playing audio files. Point Open and play Daisy Audio 2.02 Books MP3 and Windows Media, WAV, files. Stop and restart, press F5 or right control key. Rewind, F6 or left arrow. Repeat current unit, F7. Fast forward, F8 or right arrow. Go to start a file, control plus home. Go to end a file, control plus end. Report current position in the file and time remaining, shift plus F1. Point. 4. Point. Quick reference, change reading speed, F11 and F12. To save the desired speed, use speech speed in the voice settings tab. Point. If the DAISY audiobook has page numbers, use page keys to navigate. 5. Point. Section 2. Shortcuts for dialog boxes. Point. 2.1. General dialog box navigation. Help for any control, with the cursor in the control, press F1. Go to the next control, tab key. Go to previous control, shift plus tab key. Point. Go to a specific control, use the control's mnemonic keys, usually alt plus a letter key. Point. Go through a list, up and down arrow keys. Point. Apply changes without closing the dialog when there is an apply button, alt plus enter. OK to apply changes and close the dialog, enter key. Cancel and close the dialog, escape key. Point. 2.2. Tree view navigation. Point. Move among items at the same level or in the same directory, up and down arrow keys. Move to a sublevel of a directory, right arrow key. Move to the level or directory above, left arrow key. Read continuously through the list of items, F5. Go to first item at same level, home. Go to last item at same level, end. Go to first item in tree view, control plus home. Go to last item in tree view, control plus end. Point. 6. Point. Quick reference, section 3. Shortcuts for reading. Point. Read virtually any type of material in Kurzweil 1000, including scanned documents, files imported or opened from other applications, downloaded electronic files from online sources, and documents created in Kurzweil 1000. Point. 3.1. Reading contextual text. Previous line, control plus shift plus U current line, control plus shift plus I next line, control plus shift plus P previous word, control plus shift plus J current word, control plus shift plus K next word, control plus shift plus semicolon. Previous reading unit, F6. Repeat current reading unit, F7. Next reading unit, F8. Point. 3.2. Reading selected text. Point. First select text by placing the cursor at the starting point for the selection. Hold down the shift key and use the arrow keys to move over the text. Stop where you want to end the selection. Then use the shortcut for any of the following options. Point. Say selected text, control plus Y. Point. Spell selected text, control plus shift plus Y. Point. 7. Point. 3.3. Moving in and reading text. Point. Use any of the following shortcuts to move the cursor to a specific spot in the text and read from that position. Word before the cursor, control plus left arrow. Word after the cursor, control plus right arrow. Line before the cursor, up arrow. Line after the cursor, down arrow. Start of current line, home. End of current line, end. Start of current paragraph, control plus up arrow. Start of next paragraph, control plus down arrow. Move my screen forward, control plus page up. Move my screen backward, control plus page down. Previous page, page up. Next page, page down. Top of current page, shift plus page up. Bottom of current page, shift plus page down. Previous character, control plus shift plus M. Current character, control plus shift plus comma. Next character, control plus shift plus period. Previous screen, control plus page up. Next screen, control plus page down. Beginning of document, control plus home. End of document, control plus end. Point. Point 8. Point. Quick reference, 3.4. Reading by alternate unit. Point. Whatever your reading unit is set to, pressing the reading by alternate unit shortcut keys reads text using the alternate unit. For example, if the reading unit is set to paragraph, alt plus F8 forwards by and reads the next sentence unit. Point. Move cursor forward to end read by alternate unit, alt plus F8 or point alt plus right shift key. Point. Move cursor backward to end read by alternate unit, alt plus F6 or point alt plus left shift key. Point. Reread the current alternate unit, alt plus F7. Point. Note, to select a reading unit, use the reading settings from the settings menu. Go to section 13.4 reading settings for more information. Point. Point 3.5. Reading tables. Point. For best results, ensure that. Point. Bullet the table has been recognized with the table recognition setting enabled in the recognition settings dialog. Point. Bullet. When you are ready to read the table, you enable the table reading setting in the reading settings dialog. Point. Bullet the cursor is positioned in the table when using any of the following table reading shortcuts. Point. Help, while in a table, F1. Point. Skip past a table, control plus shift plus right square bracket. Point. Move cursor to just above the current table, control plus shift plus left square bracket. Point. Report the size of the table, shift plus F1 twice. Point. Point 9. Point. 10. Point. Read row by row, F5. Point. Read column by column, shift plus F5. Point. Read first row without moving the cursor, alt plus the grave accent key. Point. Read current row without moving the cursor, control plus shift plus W. Point. Read current column without moving the cursor, control plus shift plus C. Point. Move cursor to next row and read the contents, control plus alt plus down arrow. Point. Move cursor to previous row and read the contents, control plus alt plus up arrow. Move to and read next cell in the current row, tab key. Move to and read previous cell in the current row, shift plus tab key. Read the contents of the current cell, F7. Report the position of the current cell, shift plus F1. Point read the contents of the first cell in the current row, Alt plus left arrow key. Point read the contents of the last cell in the current row, Alt plus right arrow key. Point read the contents of the first cell in the current column, Alt plus up arrow key. Point read the contents of the last cell in the current column, Alt plus down arrow key. Point read the current cell preceded by its row and column headings, Shift plus F1. Point. Quick reference, 3.6. Finding tables. Point open the find dialog, Control plus F. In the find box, type backslash plus the letter L, or press the up slash down arrow key until Kurzweil 1000 announces tables. Point. 11. Section 4. Document overview shortcuts. Point. There are three document overview methods, browsing, summarization, and layout exploration. There are no shortcuts for summarization and there are layout exploration shortcuts once you choose the explore layout command from the tools menu. Go to section 12.8.5, exploring layout, for menu access information, and to the online help manual for details. Point. Start browsing, Shift plus F5. By default, Kurzweil 1000 browses the first sentence in each paragraph. To change browse method, use the browse method list in reading settings. For more on reading settings, go to section 13.4. Scheme forward, right shift key, while reading continuously. Scheme backward, left shift key, while reading continuously. Point. 12. Quick reference, section 5. Shortcuts, for document navigation. Point. 5.1, page navigation. Point. Go to a specific page, control plus G, then enter the page number. If there are user-defined preliminary pages, type letter P before the page number. For more on setting user page number, go to section 12.6 navigation menu. Point. 5.2, cursor navigation. Point. Return to and report last cursor position, control plus F5. Point. For additional cursor navigation, while reading in text, go to section 3.3, moving in and reading text. Point. 5.3, bookmark navigation. Point. Go to a bookmark, control plus R, opens the bookmark dialog. If shortcuts emphasize format editing, use control plus shift plus R. Point. The following are shortcuts you can use while in the bookmark dialog. Point. Search for a specific bookmark description, control plus F, then enter a word or phrase from the description you would like to find. Point. Search forward for the next bookmark description that matches your search, F3. Point. Search backwards for the bookmark description that matches your search, Shift plus F3. Point. Sort bookmarks list, control plus S, sort by page number, subject, page number and level. 13. Point. 5.4, link navigation. Point. Select a link to go to, control plus F7, opens the link dialog. Choose a link from the select a link list. Press the enter key to go to the link. Point. Activate a nearby link and go to the destination text, Shift plus enter. Point. 5.5, creating document navigation. Point. Create a single bookmark, control plus B. If shortcuts emphasize format editing, use control plus Shift plus B. Point. Create multi-level bookmark, control plus B, opens a dialog. If shortcuts emphasize format editing, use control plus Shift plus B. If shortcuts emphasize format editing, use control plus Shift plus R. In the dialog, enter the description. To select a chime for the bookmark, Alt plus C. To select a level, Alt plus L. Point. Edit or delete bookmark, control plus R, opens the bookmark dialog. In the bookmark dialog, select the bookmark by using list or tree view navigation to find it, control plus F also works. To delete the bookmark, press letter D key. To edit the description, Alt plus P. To change the chime, Alt plus C. To change the level, Alt plus L. Point. Create an internal link, control plus Shift plus F7, then follow the voiced instruction. Point. Edit a link, control plus F7, opens the link dialog. In the dialog, select the link. To edit the description, Alt plus P. To delete a link, Alt plus D. Point. 5.6, going from open document to open document. Previous document, control plus Shift plus Tab, next document, control plus Tab. 14. Quick reference, section 6. Shortcuts for reference tools and online searches. Point. 6.1, spelling. Point. Spell the word, control plus L. If shortcuts emphasize format editing, use control plus F12. Point. Spell using word alphabet, control plus shift plus L. If shortcuts emphasize format editing, use control plus shift plus F12. Point. 6.2, definition and synonym lookup. Point. To define a word, control plus T, opens the lookup dialog. Enter a word or phrase, Alt plus W, or use the up slash down arrow keys to select from your previously searched words. To select from the part of speech list, press Alt plus S. To select another dictionary, including bilingual dictionaries, Alt plus I. To hear the next definition, Alt plus M. To hear the previous definition, Alt plus T. Point. To hear human pronunciation of the word, in the lookup dialog, press Alt plus O, for pronounce. To find and hear anagrams for a word, in the lookup dialog, press Alt plus A for anagrams. If anagrams exist for the word, Kurzweil 1000 tells you how many matches were found. Press Tab to go to the anagrams list. If you select an anagram, Kurzweil 1000 presents its definition. Note, pronouns and anagrams require the installation of the American Heritage Dictionary pronunciation WAV files included in the Kurzweil 1000 product CD. Point 2. Copy the entire definition to the clipboard for pasting into another document, even in one that is in another application. Control plus W. Point. Use the thesaurus. Shift plus F7 opens the lookup dialog. Enter a word, Alt plus W, or use the up slash down arrow keys to select from your 15. Point. Previously searched words. To select from the part of speech list, press Alt plus S. To hear the thesaurus source, Alt plus T. To hear the next synonym, Alt plus N. To hear the previous synonym, Alt plus T. Point. Switch between definitions and synonyms. To find the word synonym while in the definition lookup, Shift plus F7. To find the word's definition while in the synonym lookup, Control plus T. Point. Point 6.3. Online searches. Open the online menu, Alt plus N search for books, S search for magazines, M use an encyclopedia, E. Point. 16. Point. Quick reference, section 7. Annotation shortcuts. Point. There are two features you can use for annotations, notes and bookmarks. For more on bookmarks, go to sections 5.3 Bookmark Navigation and 5.5 Creating Document Navigation. It is also possible to convert bookmarks to notes, accessible from the File Utilities submenu. Point. Create a note, Control plus Shift plus Q opens a dialog, type your note. Point. Read a note, Control plus Q opens the note dialog. In the dialog, select and hear notes in the list by using the up slash down arrow keys. To change the sort order, Control plus S. To search note descriptions, Control plus F. Point. Edit a note. In the note dialog, select a note, press Alt plus P to go to the description text box, then edit. Point. Delete the selected note. In the note dialog, select a note, then press Alt plus D. Point. You can also use bookmarks and notes in conjunction with the summarize feature from the file menu to extract annotations into a study guide, outline or table of contents. Point. 17. Point. Section 8. Shortcuts for editing. Point. When editing, text navigation can be handy. Go to 3.3 moving and reading text for text navigation shortcuts. Point. 8.1. Selecting text. Point. Select a character to the left or the right, Shift plus left or right arrow. Point. Select a word to the left or the right, Control plus Shift plus left or right arrow. Select a line above or below, Shift plus up or down arrow. Select to beginning of current line, Shift plus home. Select to end of current line, Shift plus end. Point. Select paragraph from cursor position up or down, Control plus Shift plus up or down arrow. Expand amount of selected text, Control plus F8. Contract amount of selected text, Control plus Shift plus F8. Select all text in a document, Control plus A. Point. Select text for copying slash cutting slash pasting. Place cursor at the beginning of the selection. Press Control plus M to mark the position. Move cursor to the end of the selection. Point. Say selected text, Control plus Y. Point. Spell selected text, Control plus Shift plus Y. Point. 8.2. Editing text. Point. Erase character to left of cursor, backspace key. Point. Erase character to right of cursor or selected text, delete key. 18. Quick reference, erase word to left of cursor, Control plus backspace key. Erase word to the right of cursor, Control plus delete. Undo, Control plus Z cut, Control plus X copy, Control plus C paste, Control plus D delete next word, Control plus delete. Delete last word, Control plus backspace. Point. Change pronunciation for a word, Control plus Shift plus N, opens the pronunciation dialog. Enter the word, then tab to enter the pronunciation. Point. Point 8.3. Finding and replacing text. Point. Control plus F opens the find dialog. In the dialog, type the text you want to find, then specify any of the following options. Point. To find text by its format, press Alt plus O, then select the desired format from the list. Point. To find text by its exact match, press Alt plus W, then select enabled from the list. Point. To find text by the exact case, press Alt plus S and select enabled from point the list. Point. You can also find text by using regular expressions. In the find dialog, tab, until you hear use regular expression or press Alt plus U, enter the desired regular expression. Point. Additional features and options in the find dialog are. Point. Read context, press Alt plus X. 19. Point. Replace, press Alt plus R, then type the replacement text or, if you used regular expression. Point. Find blank pages, press Alt plus O to go to the format list, then either use the down arrow or type letter B, until you hear blank pages. Point. Find next, F3. Point. Find previous, Shift plus F3. Point. To find and replace, Control plus H, opens the find and replace dialog. Refer to the find description above. Point. To replace text throughout the entire document, Control plus H to open the find and replace. Specify the text to find and to replace, then press Alt plus A. Point. To permanently replace text throughout Kurzweil 1000, Control plus H to open the find and replace. Specify the text to find and to replace, then press Alt plus T. Point. Point 8.4. Proofreading. Point. Check spelling from cursor position or for selected text, Control plus K, opens the spell checker dialog. In the dialog, to replace a word, press Alt plus R. To replace the word throughout the entire document, press Alt plus A. To hear the context of the word, Alt plus X. To hear the word spelled out, Alt plus S. To ignore the word, Alt plus I. To ignore all instances of the word, Alt plus L. to add the word to the spell checker point word list, Alt plus D. Point change spell check properties, Control plus K to open the spell checker dialog, then press Alt plus P to open the properties dialog. To ignore capitalization, Alt plus Z, then select ignore from the list. To ignore all caps, Alt plus P. To ignore partial numbers, Alt plus N. To ignore user-specified prefixes and suffixes, Alt plus Shift plus P for prefixes and Alt plus S for suffixes. Point. Point 20. Quick reference, move forward word by word and here full punctuation and capitalization, Control plus Alt plus right arrow. Point move backward word by word and here full punctuation and capitalization, Control plus Alt plus left arrow. Point. Point 8.5. Formatting text. Report format, Control plus Shift plus F center paragraph, Control plus E justify paragraph, Control plus J. Point right align, Control plus Shift plus R, if shortcuts emphasize format editing, use Control plus R. Point left align, Control plus F12. If shortcuts emphasize format editing, use Control plus L. Point bold, Control plus Shift plus B, if shortcuts emphasize format editing, use Control plus B. Italicize, Control plus I underline, Control plus U decrease font size by 1 point, Control plus left bracket. Increase font size by 1 point, Control plus right bracket. Insert page break, Control plus enter. Point there are additional font and paragraph changes available from the edit menu. Point. Point 21. Section 9. File management shortcuts. Point this section lists general file management functions accessible by shortcut keys. For additional file functions such as changing file properties, copying, moving, merging, creating audio file, and sending files to, use the file menu, go to section 12.1. File menu for details. Point for folder functions, such as changing folders, use the folder menu, go to section 12.3 folder menu for details. Point 9.1, opening and closing files. Point Kurzweil 1000 opens virtually any file, including PDF, Microsoft Word, Grade 2 Braille and image files. Point open file, Control plus O opens the file dialog, the cursor is in the file list. Select the file to open, then press enter. If the file has bookmarks, use the arrow keys to navigate the bookmarks. Stop, when you hear the bookmark you want, then press enter. Open text file from floppy disk, Control plus Shift plus O open cas file from current folder, Control plus Shift plus A close file, F4. Point notes, when opening a non-encrypted PDF file, Kurzweil 1000 collects the file's bookmarks, allowing you to go to the bookmark page. When opening a multi-page image file, Kurzweil 1000 allows you to recognize a subset of the file. Point 9.2, saving files. Save file, Control plus S. If it's a new document, the file dialog opens. Save as text file to floppy disk, Control plus Shift plus S. 22. Point. Quick reference, save as cas file to current folder, Control plus Shift plus H. Point. Save file to another folder or change file name or format, use the save as feature from the file menu, go to section 12.1.2 for details. Point. Save partial document or range of pages, use save partially from the file menu, go to 12.1.3 for details. Point. 9.3, printing files. Point print, Control plus P opens the print dialog, the cursor is in the printer point list. Point print range of pages, in the print dialog, press Alt plus G, then select the pages option, tab to the from box to specify first page, tab to the to box and specify the last page. Point print selected pages, select text, then in the print dialog, press Alt plus G, select the selection option. Point print multiple copies, in the print dialog, press Alt plus C to go to the number of copies text box, then type a number from 1 to 99. Point change print properties, in the print dialog, press Alt plus B, set font, magnification, orientation paper source and size, and or line spacing. Point 9.4, creating files. Point create new file, Control plus N. Point 9.5, deleting files. Delete selected file or files or folder or folders in file dialog, Shift plus delete. Delete text file from floppy disk, Control plus Shift plus D. Delete cas file from current folder, Control plus Shift plus E. 23. Point 9.6, converting files. Point Braille conversion, Control plus P to open the print dialog, Alt plus B to go to the Braille conversion list, select enabled. Point 24. Point. Quick reference, section 10. Shortcuts for miscellaneous tools. Point what time is it? Control plus P what's the date? Control plus P twice. Show image, Control plus W. Point. Point section 11. Function keys. Point F1. Help for control. Shift plus F1. Report line and page number. Control plus F1. Report position of word on scanner. F2. Help for dialog box. F3. Find next. Shift plus F3. Find previous. F4. Close document. F5. Start reading. Shift plus F5. Start browsing. Control plus F5. Go to last position. F6. Rewind. Shift plus F6. Previous region. Control plus F6. Next document. Control plus Shift plus F6. Previous document. F7. Read current unit. Shift plus F7. Use thesaurus. F8. Forward to next unit. Shift plus F8. Next region. 25. Point. 26. Point. Control plus F8. Expand selection. Control plus shift plus F8. Shrink selection. F9. Start new scan. Shift plus F9. Recognize currency. Control plus F9. Scan repeatedly. F10. Access menus. Shift plus F10. Access context menu. F11. Read slower. F12. Read faster. Point. Quick reference, section 12. Kurzweil 1000 menus. Point. This section presents menus and their content. Additional information is included for certain advanced functions and features. Point. To access the Kurzweil 1000 menus, press Alt, then the mnemonic for the menu name and item. For example, Alt plus F for the file menu. Some items have keyboard shortcuts and a number of items open dialog boxes. Point. Note, to hear a menu item spelled aloud, press Ctrl plus L or Ctrl plus Shift plus L. Point. Point 12.1. File menu. Point. Press Alt plus F to go to the file menu, then use the mnemonic for the operation you want to perform. Point. N for new. The keyboard shortcut is Ctrl plus N. Point. O for open. The keyboard shortcut is Ctrl plus O opens the file dialog. Point. C for close. Visible only, if file is open. The keyboard shortcut is F4. Point. S for save. Visible only, if file is open. The keyboard shortcut is Ctrl plus S. Point. A for save as, visible only, if file is open. Opens the file dialog. Go to subsection 12.1.2 for additional details. Point. T for save partially, visible only, if file is open. Open the dialog. Go to subsection 12.1.3 for additional details. D for delete. Opens the file dialog. F for favorites. Opens the favorites dialog. D for add to favorites. Visible only, if file is open. Point. Point 27. Point. T for print. Visible only, if file is open. The keyboard shortcut is Ctrl plus P. Point. I for find and open. Go to subsection 12.1.1 for additional details. Point. M for summarize. Visible only, if file is open. Open the dialog, type the subject or subjects. Point. L for launch. Has a submenu. Go to subsection 12.1.4 for additional details. Point. U for utilities. Has a submenu. Go to subsection 12.1.5 for additional details. Point. E for send to. Has a submenu. Go to subsection 12.1.7 for additional details. Point. R for properties. Visible only, if file is open. Opens the file properties dialog. Point. Y, recently opened. Has a submenu. Go to subsection 12.1.8 for additional details. Point. X for exit. Point. Point 12.1.1. Finding and opening a file. Point. Alt plus F, then letter I opens the find and open dialog. In the dialog, type the word or words to search for. To change the directory, go to the look under list, Alt plus L. Point. To use bookmarks to open a file, select the file and press right arrow. In the bookmark window that opens, use bookmark navigation to go to the desired one, then press enter. Point. Other options in the file open dialog include, look at list, Alt plus K to search for file name or contents of the file. The case sensitivity list, Alt plus S, and the match requirements list, Alt plus M. To go to the results list, press Alt plus R. Point. Point 28. Quick reference. Point. 12.1.2. Saving file to another folder or changing file name or format. Point. Alt plus F, then A opens the file dialog. To save the file to another folder, type the entire path name in the file name text box. To change the file name, type the new name in the file name text box. To save the file in another format, press the tab key to go to the format list and select the desired format. Point. Kurzweil 1000 supports the following file formats: text, Word Perfect for Windows, Braille Grade 2, DAISY, HTML, HTML3, CAS, MSXL, Microsoft Word for Windows, and RTF. Select the other option for other file formats. Point. 12.1.3. Saving partial document or range of pages. Point. Alt plus F, then T opens the Save Partially dialog. There are two ways to save partial documents, by selected text or by range of pages. Point. To save selected text as a new document, select the text, then in the Save Partially dialog, press Enter to open the file dialog. Type a new name. Point. To save a range of pages to a new document, in the Save Partially dialog, type the first page to print. Press Tab, then type the last page to print. Press Enter to open the file dialog. Type a new name. 29. 12.1.4. Launching applications. Point. Alt plus F, then L displays the launch submenu, which contains the following items: add, mnemonic, A change, C delete, D appointment calendar, M calculator, L photocopier, P fax, X. Point. Applications that you add also appear in this menu. Alt plus H in any Kurzweil 1000 application provides online help. Point. 12.1.5. Working with file utilities. Point. Alt plus F, then U displays the utilities submenu, which has three items when no file is open: copy, mnemonic, C move, M merge and open, G. If a file is open, it contains the following additions. Extract image. E. Extract all images. X. Remove image from page. R. Remove all images from file. I. Remove layout information from file. L. Remove page headers and footers. H. Point. 30. Point. Quick reference. Create audio files. T. Audio spooler monitor. O. Convert bookmarks to notes. Mnemonic B. Point. 12.1.6. Creating a WAV, MP3 or DAISY file. Point. Have the file you want converted open. Next, open the audio file creation dialog by pressing Alt plus F, then U, then T. Point. If Kurzweil 1000 tells you that your system does not have an MP3 encoder, tab, until you hear Get MP3 encoder, then press Enter to activate an MP3 encoder via the Internet. Point. All the following options are in the audio file creation dialog. Point. By default, Kurzweil 1000 creates an audio file from the entire document. To specify a range of pages to process, in the range list, Alt plus G, use the up slash down arrow to select the pages option, then use tab to go to the from and to fields and enter the desired from and to pages. Point. To choose the audio format, press Alt plus R and use the up slash down arrow key. To specify the destination folder, Alt plus D. To browse for the destination folder, press Alt plus D, which opens the file dialog. Point. To specify bookmarks as separators, press Alt plus D. To specify the bookmark level to use, Alt plus D. To specify pages per audio file, Alt plus P. For audio quality, Alt plus A. For bit rate, Alt plus I, and for sample rate, press Alt plus S. Point. 12.1.7. Monitoring the audio file creation process. Point. Start audio spooler, press Alt plus F plus U plus O. Opens a dialog with information about current, pending, and completed jobs. You can delete current and pending jobs. 31. Point. 12.1.8. Adding WAV or MP3 files to iTunes or Windows Media Playlist. Point. You must have the player on your system to use this feature. Point. Open the audio file dialog. To add a WAV or MP3 file to iTunes playlist, press Alt plus T. To add to the Windows Media Player playlist, press Alt plus W. Point. 12.1.9. Converting WAV or MP3 file to DAISY 2.02. Point. Open the file. Press Alt plus F plus A to open the file save as dialog. Tab to the file format list and type or arrow down to DAISY 2.02. Point. 12.1.10. Sending files. Point. Alt plus F, then E displays the send to submenu. When a file is open, the submenu contains send current document, mnemonic C, and send other document, O. When no file is open, the file dialog appears. Select a file, then in the devices list, select send to. Point. Note, you can set up any device that emulates a PC disk drive. For details, go to the online help manual and search for user device. Point. 12.1.11. Finding recently opened files. Point. Alt plus F, then Y displays the recently opened submenu, which may contain names of up to 10 files you recently opened. Use mnemonics 1 through 9 to select which you want to open, 1 being the most recent. Point. Point. 12.2. Edit menu. Point. The edit menu is visible only if a file is open. Point. 32. Quick reference, press Alt plus E, then one of the following mnemonics, U, for undo. The keyboard shortcut is Ctrl plus ZT for cut. The keyboard shortcut is Ctrl plus XC for copy. The keyboard shortcut is Ctrl plus CP for paste. The keyboard shortcut is Ctrl plus VG for cut page, S for paste page, A for select all. The keyboard shortcut is Ctrl plus AF for find. The keyboard shortcut is Ctrl plus FN for find next. The keyboard shortcut is F3, B for find previous. The keyboard shortcut is Shift plus F3, R for replace. The keyboard shortcut is Ctrl plus HM for mark a position. The keyboard shortcut is Ctrl plus M, point 0, for format. Has a submenu that contains font, mnemonic F, and paragraph, P. Point. E for create a note. The keyboard shortcut, Ctrl plus Shift plus Q. Point. B for table. Has a submenu. Point. L for fill a field. The keyboard shortcut, Ctrl plus F3. Opens one or more in a series of forms fill out dialogs. Point 1. For insert a signature. Point. Point. 12.2.1. Using regular expressions with find and replace. Point. In either the find or replace dialog, you can use regular expressions. Press tab to go to use regular expressions. Press 33. Point. The down arrow key to enable the feature. In the find and or replace with text box, enter your regular expression. Point. 12.2.1. Creating and editing tables. Point. Alt plus E, then B displays the table submenu. To create a table, press mnemonic I for insert a table. Type the number of columns, press tab and type the number of rows. Point. Table editing functions on the table submenu are: insert a row above, mnemonic A insert a row below, B insert a column to the left, L insert a column to the right, R delete entire row, O delete entire column, C delete entire table, D select entire point table, S. Point. 12.2.2. Converting text to a table. Point. Each row that you want for the resulting table must be a separate paragraph with a hard return. Indicate columns by inserting tabs. Select the text to be included in the table by using the Shift plus right and down arrow key method. Then press Alt plus E, then D, then T to convert to table. Point. 12.2.3. Converting a table to text. Point with the cursor in the table. Press Alt plus E, then B, then B. Point. 34. Point. Quick reference, 12.2.4. Filling in a form. Point. There are two ways to fill out a form. After you have scanned as a form, by choosing Fill a Field from the Edit menu, Alt plus E, then L, or Control plus F3, or, if you have some vision, by choosing Show Image from the Tools Image Display submenu, the shortcut is Control plus W. Point. When using Show Image, you can magnify the image, invert it, read the recognized text, move among the form fields and select or type in responses, as you would in when using Fill a Field. Point. When using Fill a Field, and there are more than 5 fields, Kurzweil 1000 presents multiple dialogues. To go to the next dialogue, Alt plus N. To go back to the previous dialogue, Alt plus B. Note, both these actions save any changes you have made in the current dialogue. Point. To move among the fields in the dialogues, Tab and Shift plus Tab. Point. To hear the state of a field, F7. For additional information, press Point Shift plus F7. Point. To hear the recognized text found near the field, Control plus F7. Point. In a checkbox field, use the up or down arrow to select the desired choice. Point. To find out if a text field contains multiple lines, Shift plus F7. To end a line and begin another, Control plus Enter. Point. To save edits in the form field dialog and close the dialog, press Enter. Your cursor returns to the open document. Point. To close the dialog without saving edits, press the Escape. Point. To add a signature file, ensure that your cursor is in the desired field and that the field is a text box, then press Control plus up or down arrow until you reach the desired signature file. Go to the section entitled, Creating a Signature File for additional details. Point. 35. Point. When you have completed filling in a form, use the Save function to save the document. Point. To print the image file containing the contents of the fields you have filled out, select Yes for the Use Images option in the Print dialog. Point. Point 12.2.5. Inserting a signature file. Point. You can insert a signature in any document or in any form field. For details on adding a signature to a form field, go to the section entitled, Filling in a Form. Point. To insert a signature file into a document, place the cursor where you want to insert the signature, then choose Insert Signature from the Edit menu, Alt plus E, then I. Point. Point 12.3. Folder menu. Press Alt plus L, then one of the following mnemonics, N for new. Open the dialog. C for change. Open the dialog. The cursor is in the folder tree. D for delete. Open the dialog. The cursor is in the folder tree. F for favorites. Open the dialog. A for add current folder to favorites list. H for document home. Available only if no file is open. R for properties. Opens folder properties dialog. 36. Point. Quick reference 12.4. Scan menu. Press Alt plus S, then one of the following mnemonics. S for start new scan. The keyboard shortcut is F9. P for scan repeatedly. The keyboard shortcut is Control plus F9. M for scan as a form. R for rescan page. Available only if file is open. I for insert scan. Available only if file is open. C for re-recognize page. Available only if file is open. U for re-recognize multiple pages. Available only if file is open. E for re-recognize as a form. Available only if file is open. F for flip sides. Open the dialog. O for optimize scanning. Open the dialog. G for optimize recognition. Open the dialog. C for create a signature file. Point. Point 12.4.1. Flipping sides for double-sided pages. Point. This is necessary when using the automatic document feeder but can also be an option when not using one. Scan odd numbered pages first in ascending order. Then flip sides and scan the matching even numbered pages in descending order. Note, the scanning mode on the scanning settings must be set to scan and recognize or image scanning only. Point. Point 37. Point. 12.4.2. Optimizing scanner settings. Point Alt plus S then O opens the Optimize Scanner Settings dialog. Settings include the following which are all lists with the options Optimize and Do Not Optimize, Thresholding, Alt plus D Brightness, Alt plus D Resolution, Alt plus R Speckle Removal, Alt plus K Text Quality, Alt plus Q Engine, Alt plus N. Point. 12.4.3. Interrupting and saving recognition of a multi-page image or PDF file. Point. To interrupt recognition, press Escape. At this point, you can save and close the file if you want to later resume the recognition process. Note, if you want to later resume recognition, do not remove the original image file. Point to later resume recognition, open the file, if it isn't already, then press F9 or start new scan key. Point. 12.4.4. Optimizing recognition settings. Point Alt plus S then O opens the Optimize Recognition Settings dialog. By default, Kurzweil 1000 finds the best text quality and engine settings. When optimization is complete, press Enter to keep the newly recognized page or Escape to discard it. Point note, keep images setting and general settings must be enabled. Point. 12.4.5. Creating a signature file. Point. First, write your signature in the upper left portion of a blank piece of paper, making sure it is not too close to the edges. Point. Choose Create a Signature File from the Scan menu, Alt plus S, then C. 38. Point. Quick reference, place the paper on the scanner following directions from Kurzweil 1000, and press Enter to start the scan. Point. A dialogue appears displaying the signature. Increase or decrease magnification in this dialogue by using Ctrl plus up or down arrow. To accept a signature, press Enter. To discard the current signature, press Escape. Point. Next, name the signature file. If you would rather overwrite an existing signature file, use the up slash down arrows to select the desired one. Point. For information on inserting a signature file into a document, go to section 12.2.5 Inserting a Signature File. For details on adding a signature to a form field, go to the section entitled Filling in a Form. Point. Point 12.5. Read menu. The read menu is visible only if a file is open. Press Alt R, then one of the following mnemonics, S for start reading. The keyboard shortcut is F5. W for start browsing. The keyboard shortcut is Shift plus F5. R for rewind by unit. The keyboard shortcut is F6. C for read current unit. The keyboard shortcut is F7. F for forward by unit. The keyboard shortcut is F8. L for spell. The keyboard shortcut is Ctrl plus Li for increase reading speed. The keyboard shortcut is F12. E for decrease reading speed. The keyboard shortcut is F11. Y say selection. The keyboard shortcut is Ctrl plus Y and read the note. The keyboard shortcut is Ctrl plus Q. 39. Point. 12.6. Navigation menu. Press Alt plus T, then one of the following mnemonics, G for go to page. The keyboard shortcut is Ctrl plus G. Point. B for go to bookmark. The keyboard shortcut is Ctrl plus R opens the bookmark dialog. Additional details are in section 5.3. Point. L for select a link. The keyboard shortcut is Ctrl plus F7. Opens the link dialog. Additional details are in section 5.4. Point. A for activate a link. The keyboard shortcut is Shift plus Enter. Point. P for go to last position. The keyboard shortcut is Ctrl plus F5. Point. E for set user page number. Opens the set page number dialog. Type the new page number for the current page. Point. U for unset user page number. Point. K for create a bookmark. The keyboard shortcut is Ctrl plus B. Additional details are in section 5.5. Point. L, create a link. The keyboard shortcut is Ctrl plus Shift plus F7. Additional details are in section 5.5. Point. 12.7, settings menu. Point. Press Alt plus T, then one of the following mnemonics. Additional details are available in section 13, Kurzweil 1000 settings. E for voices settings dialog. S for scanning settings dialog. C for recognition settings dialog. R for reading settings dialog. G for general settings dialog. 40. Quick reference. D for display settings dialog. M for scanner margins settings dialog. F for configuration settings dialog. Y for verbosity settings dialog. N for conversion settings dialog. Point. B for save settings. Opens the settings file name dialog. Type the name of the file to which you want to save the settings. You can also select the name from the file name list. Point. P for save partial settings. Opens the save partial settings dialog. More details follow in section 12.7.1, saving partial settings. Point. L for load settings. Opens the settings files dialog. Use the list to select the file to load. Point. T for delete settings. Opens the settings files dialog. Use the list to select the file to delete. Point. B for backup settings. Opens the file dialog. Select the desired folder and file or type a new file name. Point. O for restore settings. Opens the file dialog. Select the desired folder and file. Point. Point 12.7.1. Saving partial settings. Point. The save partial settings feature makes certain settings available throughout Kurzweil 1000. Point. After making changes to settings, press Alt plus T, then P to open the save partial settings dialog. From the category to save list, select one of the settings categories, miscellaneous, conversion, voices, scanning, recognition, reading, general, display, scanner margins, configuration, verbosity, and launch items. Press the tab, 41. Point. Key to go to the settings files list and select one or more files to which you want to save the settings. Point. Point 12.7.2. Linking documents and settings. Point. Link documents and settings is in the configuration settings dialog, Alt plus T, then F. You can reach its list by pressing Alt plus I in the dialog. The options are, as follows. Point disabled, which is the default. Point scanning settings only, which links scanning, recognition and scanner margin settings to documents. Point most settings, which links the settings associated with the scanning settings only option, in addition to voice, reading, general and verbosity settings. Point. Point 12.8. Tools menu. Point press Alt plus O, then one of the following mnemonics. Point up for apply corrections. Available only, if file is open. More details are in section 12.8.3 below. Point K for check spelling. Available only, if file is open. The keyboard shortcut is Ctrl plus K. Go to section 8.4 proofreading. Point E for edit corrections. Opens the edit corrections dialog. More details are in section 12.8.2 below. Point S for edit spell checker word list. Opens the dialog. The cursor is in the word list. To add a new word, Alt plus A. To delete a word, select it from the list, then Alt plus D. Point P for edit pronunciations. Opens a dialog. The cursor is in the word list. To add a new word, Alt plus A. To test the pronunciation, Alt plus T. To delete a word, select it from the list, then Alt plus D. Point. Point 42. Quick reference, and for new pronunciation. The keyboard shortcut is Ctrl plus Shift plus N opens a dialog. The cursor is in the word to be spoken box, type the word or phrase. Press Tab to go to the pronunciation box and type the new pronunciation. To test the pronunciation, Alt plus T. Point R, for recognize currency. The keyboard shortcut is Shift plus F9. Opens a dialog. Alt plus R to go to select from the country list. To scan again, Alt plus S. Point G, for generate bookmarks. Available only, if file is open. Opens a dialog. Type the subject, press Enter. Point G for what time is it? The keyboard shortcut is Ctrl plus T. Point F for select corrections file. Opens the select corrections list dialog. More details are in section 12.8.1 below. Point D, for define a word. The keyboard shortcut is Ctrl plus T. To hear the word pronounced using a human voice, press Alt plus O. This requires installed pronunciation WAV files. For more information, go to the online help manual. To find anagrams, press Alt plus A. Point U, for use of thesaurus. The keyboard shortcut is Shift plus F7. Point O for recognition statistics. Has a submenu, when a file is open. More details are in section 12.8.4 below. Point L, for explore layout. Available only, if file is open. Opens a dialog. More details are in section 12.8.5. Point Y for image display. Available only, if file is open. Has a submenu with three items, show image to display maximized image, show both image and text to display split screen of the image and the text, and hide image to show only the text. Press the keyboard shortcut Ctrl plus W to access the image display submenu and to cycle through the three options. To use this feature, the keep images option must be enabled in the general settings. Press F1, 43, for help. Use F5 to start and stop reading. Use page up, page down, continuous reading and go to page in the image view. When showing both image and text, use Ctrl plus Tab to move between the two views. Point I for rank spelling. Available only, if file is open. Opens the rank spelling dialog. More details are in section 12.8.6. Point C, CD writing tasks. Available only, if your system has a CD burner and is running Windows 2003, Windows XP or more recent operating system. Point 12.8.1. Creating a new corrections list. Point corrections lists let you apply predefined corrections throughout a document. Point Alt plus O, then F opens the selected corrections file dialog. Type the name of the new file you want. Press Enter. Next, press Alt plus O, then E to open the Edit corrections dialog. Press Alt plus A to add a new word or phrase to be corrected. Press Enter. Type the replacement. Point 12.8.2. Editing a corrections list. Point Alt plus O, then E opens the Edit corrections dialog. Select a word or phrase from the find list, Alt plus F, then type its replacement in the replace with box, Alt plus H. You can also enable case sensitivity, Alt plus S. Alt plus A lets you add a new word and replacement. To delete a word and its replacement, select it from the find list then press point Alt plus D. Point. Point 44. Point. Quick reference. Point. 12.8.3. Applying corrections to a document. Point to apply a corrections list to a document, open the document, select a corrections file, Alt plus O, then F, then choose apply corrections, Alt plus O, then A. Point. 12.8.4. Obtaining recognition statistics. Point recognition statistics provide reports on the performance of the character recognition process. The statistics can help inform scanning settings and optimization decisions. Point when a file is open, the recognition statistics submenu contains the following items, each of which opens a dialog. Point last page, mnemonic L, for statistics on the last page. Point cumulative, C, for statistics about all the pages. Point poorly recognized pages, P, for a list of those pages in the document that were poorly recognized. Point use the Tab and Shift plus Tab keys to navigate the statistics. Point 12.8.5. Exploring layout. Point be sure keep layout information setting in the general settings dialog is enabled. In the Explore layout dialog, a text box contains a brief summary of the page's regions. Press Tab to go to the data table that describes the regions in detail. Use table reading commands. Point 12.8.6. Using rank spelling. Point rank spelling provides statistics that help you assess how much of a file, particularly a large one, is correctly spelled. Alt plus O, then I opens the rank spelling dialog. After the message indicating the 45% of the words spelled correctly, use the tab key to go to the list of misspelled words. Point to correct a word, select it from the list. Press tab then type your correction. Point it quote S also possible to, hear the word spelling, Ctrl plus L ignore the word Alt plus I add it, as is to the word list, Alt plus D replace all, Alt plus A search for a word in the list, Ctrl plus F, set properties such as capitalization, partial numbers, and prefixes and suffixes by pressing Alt plus P. Point to copy the list of misspelled words for pasting into another document, even in another application, press Ctrl plus C, while in the rank spelling list. Point press F1 for help. Point. Point 12.8.7. Writing files to a CD. Point. If your system has a CD burner and is running Windows 2003, Windows XP, or a more recent operating system, you can find the CD writing task submenu from the Tools menu by pressing Alt plus O, then C. The general procedure follows. Point. Be sure you have a writable CD in the CD burner. Point. If you have multiple CD drives that can write CDs, press L from the CD writing task submenu to select a drive, otherwise go to the next step. Point. Add files to the queue by pressing A from the CD writing task submenu. In the file dialog, select the desired folder, file or files. Point. Lastly, start writing the files to the CD by pressing W from the CD writing task submenu. 46. Point. Quick reference. To directly write the contents of a folder onto a CD without first adding those contents to a queue, press D. Point. To obtain status, before you begin writing to CD, press S from the CD writing task submenu. You may hear some or all of the following information: total size of the files, whether or not a CD is in the drive, and how much free space is available on the CD. Point. To remove files from the queue, press R from the CD writing task submenu. To erase all the files from a CD, press E. Point. Note, the selected drive is a savable setting. For information on saving settings, go to the subsection entitled Settings menu in this guide. Point. Point 12.9. Online menu. Point. Press Alt plus N, then one of the following mnemonics. One skirts while 1000 returns results. Select the file or files you want to download. All of the features on the online menu require internet connection. Point. S for search for books. Open the dialog. Alt plus S to specify what to search by, title or author. Alt plus C to type in contents to search for. Alt plus T to select and deselect websites to search. Point. L for look through the bookshelves. Go to the description for search for books. Point. M, search for magazines. Open the dialog. Alt plus C to type in contents to search for. Alt plus F to select beginning month, then tab to type in the year. Alt plus O to select ending month, then tab to type in the year. Alt plus T to select and deselect websites to search. Point. C for search the classic literature CD. Go to the description for search for books above. Point. E for use an encyclopedia. Open the dialog. Type in a keyword or phrase. Press tab to select an encyclopedia from the list. Point. Point 47. Point. N for news from TC. Open the dialog. Kurzweil 1000 searches for items from Kurzweil Educational System, Incorporated. Press tab to go to the items for download list and make a selection. Point. T for translation. Open the dialog. Specify the source language, enter text to be translated, specify the translation language, then press enter. When translation is completed, Kurzweil 1000 reads the translated text passage. You can also escape or tab to the status text box. Point. U for updates. Go to the description for news from TC. Point. 12.10, window menu. The window menu is visible only if a file is open. Press Alt plus W, then one of the following mnemonics, and for next document. The keyboard shortcut is Control plus F6. Point. P for previous document. The keyboard shortcut is Control plus Shift plus F6. Point. A list of the open documents follows. Point. 12.11, help menu. Press Alt H, then one of the following mnemonics, G for register, R for reading status, F for file management status, S for settings status. Point. O for open the manual. Use document navigation and reading features. Point. 48. Point. Quick reference, Q for quick reference. Use document navigation and reading features. Point. N for new features. Use document navigation and reading features. Point. W for new user wizard. In the wizard topic list, use the up slash down arrow keys to hear the topics. Stop at the desired topic, press enter to select it. In the topic window that opens, some document navigation and reading features are available. Press escape to return to the topic list. If a topic has additional options that you want to explore, press enter. Point up for about. Point. 49. Section 13. Kurzweil 1000 settings tabs, from the settings menu. Point. There are 9 settings tabs. All of them contain apply, alt plus a, ok and cancel buttons. It's possible to use the enter key for ok and the escape key for cancel. Point. Once you open one tab, you can open any of the other ones by pressing the alt key and the mnemonic for the desired tab. Point. Use the tab key to go forward through the controls. Press shift plus tab to go backward. Or press the mnemonic for the desired control. Note, depending on the type of the current control, you may have to press Alt before using the mnemonic of the control to which you want go. Point. To hear help for any control, press the F1 key. Point. Point 13.1. The Voices Settings tab. Point. The mnemonic for the Voices tab is E. Point. The following controls are in the Voices tab. Associated mnemonic follows the name, role, R language, L engine, N voice, D pitch, P speech speed, S. Point. 50. Point. Quick reference, volume, O emphasis method, M emphasis pitch, H emphasis voice, C test, T. Point. Point 13.2. The scanning settings tab. Point. The mnemonic for the scanning tab is S. Point. The following controls are in the scanning tab. Associated mnemonic follows the name, mode, M page orientation, O thresholding, T brightness, B delay between scans, A resolution, R scanner source, S batch scanning prefix, T document feeder, F duplex scanning, X hold scanner, H brightness uses threshold, U. 51. Point. 13.3, the recognition settings tab. Point the mnemonic for the recognition tab is C. Point it contains the following controls. Associated mnemonic follows the name. Identify columns. C. Two pages. T speckle removal. K text quality. Q illegible character. I partial columns. T suspicious regions. S blank pages. B engine. N language. L. Table recognition. R enabled by default for table recognition. Point. 13.4. The reading settings tab. Point the mnemonic for this tab is R. Point the following controls are in the reading tab. Associated mnemonic follows the name. Reading unit. U echo. E header avoidance. A punctuation level. P. 52. Quick reference, numbers, and language identification, L duration, D table reading, T enable, if you want to read a table in a file. Line endings, I emphasized text, M browse method, B pause for paragraphs, S. Point. Point 13.5. The general settings tab. Point the mnemonic, for the general tab is G. Point the following controls are in this tab. Associated mnemonic follows the name, page numbers, B automatic corrections, C fixed hyphens, Y keep images, I keep layout information, O confidence threshold, T read newly recognized pages, R. 53. 13.6. The display settings tab. Point the mnemonic, for this tab is D. Point it includes the following controls. Associated mnemonic follows the name. Point tracking, T. Point color, text, mnemonic X highlight, H background, B block highlight, K. Single font, S font. Name, mnemonic N size, Z bold, L, italic, I. Magnification, M word spacing, W. Point. 13.7. The scanner margins settings tab. Point the mnemonic for the margins tab is M. Point the following controls are in this tab. Associated mnemonic follow the name. Point state, S. Point back margin, mnemonic B front, F left, L right, R. Point. 54. Point. Quick reference, 13.8. The configuration settings tab. Point the mnemonic, for the configuration tab is F.
Point it contains the following controls. Associated mnemonic follows the point name, file dialog, S online cache, C units, U shortcuts, S keypad commands, K numeric keypad layout, N hotkey for scanning, H auto load, L active speech, A hotkey to start K1000, Y start K1000 automatically, T link documents and settings, I grayscale images, G. Point. 55. Point. 13.9. The verbosity settings tab. Point the mnemonic, for the verbosity tab is Y. Point in this tab, you will find the following controls and their associated mnemonics. Point event, E. Point signal, G. Point message, M. If signal is message, this box contains message text and the restore default option, mnemonic R. Point sound, S. If signal is chime, this box contains path and file name of the current sound file, as well as the browse and test options, mnemonics B and T, respectively. Point. Point 13.10. The conversion settings. Point to open the conversion settings, press Alt plus T, then N. Point this dialog contains settings for how you want files in particular formats to open and or to be saved. There are two main controls, action, mnemonic A and format, mnemonic F. In the action list, select opening documents or saving documents. In the format list, the selections for opening documents are text, braille, RTF, PDF, other, and for saving documents, the list consists of text, braille and other. Point subsequent controls depend on the selections you make for the action and format. 56. Point. Quick reference, section 14. The Kurzweil 1000 keypad layers. Point there are three main keypad layers in Kurzweil 1000, reading keypad, which you can set for Kurzweil 1000 or screen reader in the keypad commands list in the configuration settings tab pane. File management keypad and settings keypad. Point additional functions for each main layer are available when you hold down the shift key and press another keypad key. The shift key is the key in the lower left corner of the keypad. Point. Point 14.1. Reading, Kurzweil 1000, keypad. Point the keys for the reading, Kurzweil 1000, keypad are, as follows, from left to right key, and top to bottom row. Point row 1, cancel, erase text, dictionary, accept. Point row 2, volume up, speed up, reading mode, start and stop scanning. Point row 3, volume down, speed down, multiple columns, start and stop scanning. Row 4, rewind, fast forward, go to page, help and status. Bottom row, start and stop reading, spell, help and status. Point. 57. Point. 14.2. Reading, Kurzweil 1000, keypad shifted. Point the keys for the reading, Kurzweil 1000, keypad when used with the shift key are, as follows. Point row 1. No function. Paste page. Thesaurus. Change keypads. Point row 2. Recognize currency. No function. Accuracy or speed of recognition engine. Rescan or insert scan. Point row 3. No function. Create bookmark. Two pages. Rescan or insert scan. Point row 4. Rewind by unit. Forward by unit. Go to bookmark. Help and status. Point bottom row. Shift key. Spell with alpha. Help and status. Point. 14.3. Reading. Screen reader. Keypad. Point to use the screen reader keypad. Select the screen reader option for keypad commands in the configuration settings. The keys for this keypad are as follows. Row 1. Cancel. Erase text. Dictionary. Accept. Row 2. Home. Up key.
Stage up. Start and stop scanning. Row 3. Previous character. Current character. Next character. Row 4. End. Down key. Page down. Help and status. Bottom row. Start and stop reading. Delete. Help and status. Point. 58. Point. Quick reference. Point. 14.4. Reading. Screen reader. Keypad shifted. Point. To use the screen reader keypad, select the screen reader option for keypad commands in the configuration settings. The keys for this keypad when used with the shift key are as follows. Point. Row 1. No function. Paste page. Thesaurus. Change keypads. Point. Row 2. Speak from start of line. Speak line. Speak end of line. Rescan or insert scan. Point. Row 3. Previous word. Current word. Next word. Rescan or insert scan. Row 4. End. Down key. Page down. Help and status. Bottom row. Shift key. Delete. Help and status. Point. 14.5. File management keypad. Point. Row 1. From left to right. Cancel. Favorite folders. Favorite files. Accept. Point. Row 2. Change folder. Make new folder. Delete folder. Start and stop scanning. Point. Row 3. Open file. Close file. Delete file. Start and stop scanning. Row 4. Save file. Save as. Export file format. Help and status. Bottom row. Start and stop reading. No function. Help and status. Point. 59. 14.6. File management keep it shifted. Point. Row 1. Left to right. No function. Delete favorite folder. Delete favorite file. Change keypads. Point. Row 2. Folder under current. The next two keys have no functions. Rescan or insert scan. Point. Row 3. First three keys have no functions. The last key is rescan or insert scan. Point. Row 4. No function. Save in export format. No function. Help and status. Point. Last row. Shift key. No function. Help and status. Point. 14.7. Settings keypad. Point. Row 1. Left to right. Cancel. Page orientation. Number layout. Accept. Point. Row 2. Reading voice. System voice. Scan slash recognition progress. Start and stop scanning. Point. Row 3. Dynamic thresholding. Scanning mode. Partial columns. Start and stop scanning. Point. Row 4. Punctuation level. Language. Auto load. Help and status. Point. Bottom row. Start and stop reading. Save slash restore settings. Help and status. Point. 60. Point. Quick reference. 14.8. Settings keep it shifted. Point. Row 1. The first three keys have no functions. The last key is changes keypads. Point. The first three keys in the second row have no functions. The rescan or insert scan is the last key in this row. Point. Row 3 keys are brightness followed by 2 with no functions, then the rescan or insert scan. Point. Row 4 has the number pronunciation key followed by 2 with no functions, then help and status. Point. Bottom row keys are shift key, no function, help and status. Point. 61. Section 15. Keypad maps. Point. This section provides maps of the keys and their functions for the Kurzweil 1000 keypad layers and shifted layers. Point. To switch between layers, hold down the shift key and tap the accept key until you hear the name of the layer you want. Point. To access a shifted keypad layer, hold down the shift key and a key on the keypad. For instance, after you press the shift accept combination to get to the file management main keypad, press the shift and number 2 keys to get to its sublayer. This key combination saves your file in export format. Point. Reading keypad. Point. Cancel erase text dictionary accept. Point. Volume up speed up reading mode start and point. Stop scanning. Point. Volume down speed down multiple column. Point. Rewind fast. Point. Forward go to page help and status. Point. Start and stop reading spell. 62. Point. Quick reference. Keypad maps continued. Reading keypad shifted. Point. The shift key is the key in the lower left corner of the keypad, or the control key on the keyboard. Point. No function. Paste page. Thesaurus. Change keypads. Point. Recognize currency. No function. Accuracy or point. Speed of recognition engine. Rescan or insert scan. Point. No function. Create bookmark 2 pages. Point. Rewind by unit. Forward by point. Unit. Go to bookmark. Help and status. Shift key. Spell with alpha. 63. Point. 64. Point. Keypad maps continued. Screen reader keypad. Point. To use this keypad, select the screen reader option for keypad commands in the configuration settings. Point. Cancel erase text dictionary accept. Point. Home up key page up start and point. Stop scanning. Point. Previous character current character next character. Point. End down key page down help and status. Point. Start and stop reading delete. Point. Quick reference. Keypad maps continued. Screen reader keypad shifted. Point. No function. Paste page. Thesaurus. Change keypads. Point. Speak from start of line. Speak line. Speak end of line. Rescan or insert scan. Point. Previous word current. Point. Word next word. Point. End down key page down help and status. Shift key. Delete. Point. Point. 65. Point. 66. Point. Keypad maps continued. File management keypad. Point. Cancel favorite folders. Favorite point. Files accept. Point. Change folder. Make new folder. Delete folder. Start and point. Stop scanning. Point. Open file. Close file. Delete file. Point. Save file. Save as export file format. Help and status. Point. Start and stop reading. No function. Point. Quick reference. Keypad maps continued. File management keypad shifted. Point no function delete favorite folder delete favorite file change keep its point folder under current no function rescan or insert scan point no function no function no function. Point no function save in export point format no function help and status shift key no function. Point. Point 67. Point. 68 point keep it maps continued settings keep it. Point cancel page orientation number layout accept point reading voice system voice scan slash recog. Progress start and point stop scanning point dynamic thresholding scanning mode partial columns. Point punct. Level language auto load help and status point start and stop reading save slash restore settings. Point. Quick reference, keep it maps continued, settings keep it, shifted. Point. Point no function no function no function change keep it's point no function no function no function rescan or insert scan point brightness no function no function. Point number pronoun. No function no function help and status, shift key, no function. Point. Point 69. Point. Section 16. Contacting Kurzweil 1000. Point Kurzweil 1000 support, toll-free area code 888-995-9905 or 800-894-5374. Fax, area code 781-276-0650. Point international, area code 781-276-0600. Email info@kurzweil.com Worldwide Web, Worldwide Web. Point kurzweil.com. Point to subscribe to the Kurzweil 1000 listserv, send an email message to inbailsrv@kurzweil.com. Point the body of the message should contain one line. If you are sending the message from the email account that you wish to use for the list, the message should simply read, as follows, subscribe point K1000. Point if you intend to use a different email address for the list, then the message should read, as follows, subscribe K1000 followed by the email address. 70. Point.